Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it is time to get healthy in person in the studio with Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Tad.
And we're going to meet our guest here in just a moment. But first, it's been a while since we talked because I was on vacation. And then the last time we tried to do this interview, Zoom kind of kicked us in the head and wouldn't let us. So
welcome back. We're glad to see you. And we are excited because we can't believe that as we start coming to this sort of, you know, Indian summertime, and as we head into back to preseason, we're going to see a lot of sports and people coming back. So our guest today is going to talk about that. The other thing I'd love to talk about right before we get to our guest is, of course, it's time for, we just finished Cubby Chase, and on the heels of Cubby Chase, we're going to Heels Up for Healing, which is a 5K in Penn Yan, supports the Homestead at Soldiers and Sailors. We are thrilled to be able to come out that day. It's actually on 9/11, and it's the 20th anniversary of 9/11. We are going to have a moment of silence to honestly honor all those lives lost. Also, first responders. This year has been another year for where we've seen how critical first responders can be in crisis. So a perfect opportunity to both have a little bit of a market with a solemn moment, but also know that it's a family-friendly way to get out and about and feel grateful for all that we have and the fact that we can be outdoors and be healthy and support a great cause. So join us on 9/11. It starts out, we're thrilled Liz Loicano is our race director, and she's been fantastic because she just came off of Cubby, and now she's ready for Heels Up. So as our race director, we're going to again start at Soldiers and Sailors Hospital. You can go on runsignup.com and go ahead and join us. So we're looking forward to
you
it.
You don't run up that hill on 14, do you?
We do not run up that hill on 14. And people can walk, and people can bring strollers, and people can run, and we've had teams come out, and we've had great support from the school district, and the Penn Yan teams have come out, so we're just grateful. But it's a beautiful morning, a beautiful location. So I know Maureen's a colleague like mine who loves when we travel between our sites, because we get to see that the splendor of those beautiful sites over the valley. So come join us for a great cause, and honestly, what a wonderful way to honor what was obviously such a significant moment in our history, but a good moment for remembrance.
Right. Anything else we need to cover before we meet our guest?
I think we're ready.
All right.
I'm always, always happy when we get to have Maureen Loyal, who's our Director of Rehab Services. So she oversees physical therapy, occupational therapy, what people don't realize, speech therapy, people don't realize cardiac rehab. Also, her portfolio keeps growing. Athletic training. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because as we start, I literally was driving here this morning and I saw students starting to cross across to the fields over at the colleges. They clearly had an early morning practice. So it's exciting that people are getting back in their routine, and you know that we have athletes. We were just having this conversation because Maureen is also a mom of two athletes. I hope she doesn't mind me saying. But so she wears many hats at the health system, but also many hats in her life. So we're going to talk a little about athletic training and how important it is, and the great, great services we offer at Finger Lakes Health, and some of the awards we've helped school districts receive, but also truly just it's a great way for us to be a play a really critical role in the community.
Well, Maureen, welcome back. It's great to have you here. So let me start with kind of a newsworthy question right off the top. What role will you be playing, if any, working with schools and determining at this point, we're not sure what sports we're going to have. Will we have football, high impact? Do you play any kind of role there in the safety protocols or helping, for example, Section 5 determine what they want to do?
Our athletic trainers, we have Geneva High School, Minders Academy, and Penn Yan Academy. Our athletic trainers, even last year when we were having the seasons come back online, they work closely with the state, the New York State Athletic Association, on parameters and best practices. They actually helped the school with COVID screening, return to play programs and protocols. So we are highly involved in getting those kids safely back onto the playing fields.
I didn't even know the extent of the program. I knew that you staff the sidelines at games for your various schools, but you have a five-day-a-week program. I mean, you help these athletes get ready for the season. You work on strength and conditioning, injury prevention, and all kinds of things with these schools.
Yep, most programs are only there, maybe have office hours twice a week, but we're there every day a little bit before the end of school day. So if somebody has a free period, they can come in and rehab if they've had an injury. They can also meet with the trainer. We work closely with the AD, our school physicians, our own doctors to make a full program. So we have great continuity of care because it's not just athletic injuries. And also, too, because 60% of the injuries occur at practice. practice. They don't occur during the game. So it's so important that we're there every day. But we also work with sports nutrition and diets for the athletes and also for safety. People don't think about it, but the weather, outdoor and events, we have to watch the weather and help the AD decide whether or not we should proceed on that level even. And the whole thing's about safety for the athletes to get them out there. So one other thing that we do that a lot of programs don't do is we work with the local EMS and ambulance providers to actually practice and simulate a high-risk injury and how to safely stabilize that student-athlete and get them to the right services, get them to the ER safely and quickly. So we collaborate a lot with Hobart William Smith Athletic Training Program as well to make sure that we have a safe venue. We practiced it last year on the ice rink down in Geneva and this year out on the football field.
And I know I saw that happen in a football game I did, if it wasn't last year, a year before, where there was a very lengthy injury. And it's always scary, but we always emphasize on the air that you're being very cautious, especially if there's anything with a head or neck. You don't want to do any kind of movement or anything, and you want to make sure everything's stable. So
yep.
It's great to have those skills right there on standby.
Yeah, especially if you have to roll somebody, if their injury, if they were face down or a sideline, to stabilize it, to get them into a position to get onto a stretcher is so crucial. But our team works so closely with the school ADs. They're so supportive of our program of getting out, you know, because when you have those other programs, they tend to focus on the high-risk sports of football and lacrosse. But us being there 5 days a week, you know, sometimes the girls' sports are lost in that translation. So we are available to every sport in the school and every athlete, which really, I think, makes a difference in our program. We got the National Safe School designation for Geneva High School and Penn Yan Academy. This year we're working towards Minders to get that. And like I said, that's a whole program of having sports, a continuum of care throughout to help expedite student-athletes who were injured through the physician offices, to MRIs, to get them back on the field safely and as quick as we can. And that's really working with the parents as well, you know.
Do you do sports-specific drills and things? For example, if someone's a football player and someone's a soccer player, you have them training a little bit differently?
Yes, and that's another thing that we have a great continuum of, because we have the orthopedic clinical specialist in Juliana Tyler as a PT, and this summer our staff with the athletic trainers actually provided free training, sports-specific training, three sessions at Geneva High School on the turf and also at Minders Academy, going over exactly, you know, we met with each student individually, looked at their strengths and weaknesses and what their sports were and gave them prevention tips, and we like to see that grow, you know, throughout the year. Maybe as well as next summer.
We've begun to see over the years some athletes, even at the high school level, beginning to specialize. Some are, you know, they're basketball, they play summer league or whatever. Is the risk of injury greater when you're playing one sport and doing sort of one set of motions as opposed to the old-fashioned athlete that was in maybe four or five sports in a year?
Yeah, this is personal to me, too, because I really, truly believe in having being a multi-sport athlete, because once you specialize at an age that you're growing and developing so quick that you're seeing a lot more of repetitive injury strain because you're working those muscles the same way over and over again. If you have somebody playing soccer and you have the lateral movement and then you go into baseball, which is more sprinting, you know, just base-to-base and not the long-haul running, I think it just all helps you develop and helps that individual have that better body balance, muscle balance, and less likely to have that injury if they're playing the multiple sports. And I think it's better for the psyche, too, because you see a lot of kids burn out. They get tired of the sport, you know, having that pressure on them since a young age all the way through high school. They get to college and they don't want to, they're done with it. So I think it's real important to have that multi-sport background.
What would you say to parents of athletes about avoiding overdoing it, not trying to, you know, you get guys that get competitive in the weight room and stuff and they want to do too much or too many reps?
Yeah, that's the thing. People think they have to lift heavy weights, too. It's important to lower the weights and do more reps, and then you build that endurance up. Our athletic trainers, since they're on site every day, their offices are usually right next to the weight room, so they're there as a consultant to kind of help prevent that from happening. But it's real important that you don't overdo it, because once you get injured, you're more likely to keep repeating that injury, or it takes you out of the game for a long time so that you don't repeat it. And it's really prevention of that injury in the first place is so crucial, and our athletic trainers are so important in that sports medicine realm to keep us playing in the game.
How do you go about putting together a rehab plan for someone who's gone through an injury?
Our athletic trainers will first assess what the injury is, what level, grade 1, 2, or 3. Usually they have rankings for different types of sprains and strains and fractures. And if need be, they outsource to our doctors and work as a team with that. Sometimes if they need physical therapy services, the whole team, the physician, the athlete, the parent, the athletic trainer, that's the best part, is that we're not double dipping, right? So we can work and get extra therapy and rehab for the athletes, because they'll come to therapy and we'll work on specific things, and they'll go to the athletic trainer who will work on other things to kind of really enhance that whole rehab program. So we really just look at the athlete, and a lot of times when you see like an ACL injury coming back, they've gotten the strength, they've gotten the motion back, but they don't have the psychological component back. So you see them running and always stopping on their non-injured side. They're always landing on that non-injured side, so that puts that at a risk for injury. So we have to see that whole component too, and our team's really, really great at working with the psyche of that athlete to get them back into the more natural movement pattern.
How do you do that? That's the part that always fascinates me. I have never had a major injury, nor have I been an elite athlete at any point, so I don't know this from firsthand experience, but how do you get that person to tell them, look, you got to put your weight, trust us, you're rehabbed, this muscle can take it, you got to put the weight on it, you got to cut loose.
A lot. I coach too, so it's finding out what that individual motivates that individual to see and make sure that they're telling you the truth, and we also use a lot of feedback. Like, you can film athletes and you can show them what they're doing, so you know, using those video cues really can help those athletes see that you see what you're doing there every single time. You're landing on the wrong foot. Even myself, when I played for William Smith, came back from an injury, and I was protecting my knee. I didn't even know it. I was landing slightly, just adjusting. I couldn't hit a shot. Just because I was protecting my knee and turning my pelvis a little bit. So I readjusted that, and next day had 26 points. So, you know, it's really just having somebody to have that extra eyes to see that difference and have a way to show it. And with the modern technology, it's so easy to have that.
I know at elite levels they have just amazing motion tracking and everything. Is that anything that you're going to get into at some point with high school athletes?
We'd like to. I know. Like the simple video, sometimes you bring a lot of stuff in and it's hokey gadgets, you know, gets just to be too much. You know, I think the simple it is, and the video really kind of shows that athlete what they're doing and how they're moving. So yeah, I think sometimes simple is better.
Now, I know you have Geneva and Penyan, you've now added Minders.
Yes.
How much capacity can you take? Are you going to try to get, you know, all the Section 5 schools in the area at some point?
Maybe? I would like to expand us to the other school districts in the area because our service is so different than what the other school districts have. Like, that 5 days a week, like I said, makes such a difference. With 60% of the injuries occurring during practice, you need to be there every day. And you also develop a rapport with those student athletes so that they're free to come tell you things that may be going on with them and that they might not tell their coach because they're worried about playing time, so that we can make sure they're staying safe and staying in the game.
And you stay consistent as well. You can't slack off when it's a 5 day a week program.
Yep. And
you got to do your work and you got to do your rehab.
Yep. And they're there to come down during a free period, which is great. And also, it's the same trainer every day. You know, like, we don't move around. Sometimes we cross cover, but it's the same trainer dedicated to that school, which a lot of other programs, it's hit or miss, and different folks are coming every day. So we don't lose, what you said, that continuity.
And I think we can't overestimate that relationship when we were talking about trust building, the relationship building, and the ability to actually then trust that the athlete's going to have an open conversation, that they really do have that rapport. And I think that dedicated, we see this because we see it really is, our trainers are part of that school, part of that team, part of that district.
I know Penyan football rubs our trainer on his head before they go on the field. So,
and you're a former Mustang, we should point out. Well, thanks for doing what you're doing, and thanks for updating us. Like I said, I've known about the program, and I had no idea how involved it was. So I've learned today as well.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right, Laura, thanks.
Thanks, Ted.
All right, we get healthy with Finger Lakes Health every 2 weeks here on the Finger Lakes Morning News. It is 8:53 now.